Amanda and David are expecting their first child soon, but they are concerned about possible genetic problems.
To be honest, I'm adopted, so I don't have a lot of medical history.
To get some answers, Amanda is having a first trimester screening at Vanderbilt Center for Women's Imaging. The screening starts with an ultrasound. Amanda is 13 weeks pregnant.
Here's your baby looking straight down this way.
For their first peek at the baby, it is quiet, but soon hands and legs are moving. In first trimester screening, doctors measure the thickness of the skin on the fetus's neck, a strong indicator, doctors say, of a chromosomal problem. They also measure the length of the baby's body, and doctors look for the nasal bone of the fetus.
We know that fetuses with Down syndrome either have an absent or underdeveloped nasal bone.
With this screening, pregnant women can avoid more invasive tests like amniocentesis and the possibility of miscarriage.
You have to magnify it up to about 75% of the image so that you can get very careful placement of your calipers.
A finger stick provides blood for testing levels of specific proteins in the mother's blood. Doctors say combining the ultrasound and blood tests increases the detection rate to 90%. Amanda and David are relieved. The baby is fine. Now, instead of holding pictures, Amanda and David can look forward to holding their baby. This is Barb Kramer from Vanderbilt University Medical Center, and that's Vanderbilt.